This morning we're going to look at exactness. And it was quite fitting, the song we sang before the Lord's Supper, but we'll talk about that in just a little bit. If you would turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 21. You have to excuse me this morning. I got a cold or something, so I'm going to be coughing around up here, and I may have to put a cough drop in, but I'm going to try to get through it. Matthew chapter 7, and verse 21, starting at verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Disrespect for authority is prevalent in our nation. It is seen in our schools, in our homes, and in societies. And it's also seen in religion. Some say we have no law. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Starting at verse 1. Romans 8 and verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus, Christ Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and death. Let's look at 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. Excuse me. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. Some admit that God has a law, but that it does not have to be fully obeyed. Although God's laws have been different, He has always demanded exactness. Some examples in the Old Testament. God's exactness is seen. Let's first look at Noah. His obedience shows that God is exacting. God specified how the ark was to be built. Let's look at Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6 and starting at verse 14. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the floor of the ark and its side. And you shall make it with lower, second, and third decks. And what did Moses do? Let's look at verse 22 of the same chapter. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. Peter chapter 3 and verse 20. Who formerly were disobedient when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water. Noah was saved because he did exactly what God told him to do. Next, let's look at Nadab and Abihu. They met God's exactness. Let's look at Exodus chapter 30. Exodus chapter 30 and verse 9. Exodus 30 and verse 9. You shall not offer strange incense on it, or a burnt offering, or a meal offering, nor shall you pour a drink offering on it. We're talking about I've lost my train of thought. They weren't supposed to, on the altar, they weren't supposed to offer strange fire and other things there that we read in verse 9. These two offered strange fire on the altar. Let's look at Leviticus chapter 10. Leviticus chapter 10 and verse 1. Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And in verse 2, we're going to find out what happened to Nadab and Abihu when they did not obey the exactness of God. Verse 2, so fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Next, we're going to look at Uzzah. Uzzah's death shows that God is exacting. God had told how to carry the ark. Poles and rings were to be on the ark for carrying. Let's look at Exodus chapter 25. Exodus chapter 25, starting at verse 10. Exodus 25 and verse 10. And they shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. And you shall overlay it with pure gold inside and out. You shall overlay it. And shall make on it moldings of gold all around. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them on the 4 corners. 2 rings shall be on one side and 2 rings on the other side. And you shall make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. You shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark that they may be carried by them. The poles shall be in the rings in the ark. They shall not be taken from it. The sons of Kohath were to bear it. Let's look at Numbers chapter 4. Numbers chapter 4 and verse 15. And when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is set to go, then the sons of Kohath shall come and carry them, but they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. These are the things in the tabernacle of the meeting which the sons of Kohath are to carry. And they were appointed to carry the ark. They were to bear it on their shoulders. Look at Numbers chapter 7. Numbers chapter 7 and verse 9. Numbers chapter 7 and verse 9. But to the sons of Kohath he gave none, because theirs was the service of the holy things which they carried on their shoulders. Uzzah did not do exactly as God said. Let's look at 2 Samuel. Chapter 6. starting at verse 1. Again, David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went to all the people who were with him from Baal Judea to bring up from there the ark of God, whose name is called by the name the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. So they set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abimadad, which was on the hill, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abimadad, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abimadad, which was on the hill, accompanying the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark. Then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord, all kinds of instruments made of fir wood, and harps, and stringed instruments, and tambourines, and sistrums, and cymbals. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God to hold it, for the oxen stumbled. Now can you imagine being there? And the ark is overlaid with gold. And you know God exists there between the cherubim. And the oxen stumble, which they shouldn't have had the ark on the cart to begin with. And he just put out his hand to keep it from falling off of there. And what happened to him? Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God. Uzzah met God's exactness. Let's look at Jeroboam. He neglected the exactness of God. Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 12. Starting at verse 26. 1 Kings chapter 12. And Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now the kingdom may return to the house of David, if these people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of the people will turn back to their Lord." Rehoboam, king of Judea, "and they will kill me and go back to Rehoboam, king of Judea." Therefore the king took counsel and made 2 calves of gold and said to the people, "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt." And he set up one in Bethel and the other in Dan. Now this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one as far as Dan. He made shrines on the high places and made priests from every class of people who were not of the sons of Levi. God's people were to worship in a selected place. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 12. Starting at verse 5. But you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all your tribes to put his name for his habitation, and there you shall go. Therefore you shall take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, your heave offerings in your hand, of your hand, your vowed offerings, your freewill offerings, and your firstlings of your herds and flocks. God's people were to only worship Him. Let's look at Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, starting at verse 4. Exodus 20 and verse 4. You shall not make for yourself any carved image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. The Levites were to be priests. Let's look at Numbers chapter 3. Numbers chapter 3, starting at verse 9. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They are given entirely to him from among the children of Israel. So you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall attend to their priesthood. But the outsider who comes near shall be put to death. See, Jeroboam wanted to do it his way, not God's way. We read of God's exactness in the New Testament as well. Let's look at Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. Just verse 21. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Also, let's look at Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 11, another example. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John." Let's look at verse 57. Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And when her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had showed great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. Now so it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father, Zacharias. And his mother answered and said, "No, he shall be called John." But they said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name." So they made signs to his father what he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, "His name is John," and they marveled. Another example of the exactness of God is Jesus Christ having died so that we can be saved. And that's when I brought up the song that we sang before the Lord's Supper. Christ obeyed God too, to the exactness of coming to this earth and dying on the cross, so that we sinners can have a way of escape from our sins. God demands exactness of people today. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles or the words of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified. Not us, but that God may be glorified. Through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let's look at 2 John in verse 9. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. Let's also look at Revelation 22. Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. Revelation 22, 18 and 19. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life and from the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. We are to be exact in obedience to the gospel. Let's look at Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's look at Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Again, Revelation chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. There is also an antitype which now saves us, namely baptism. Not the removal of filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are to be exact in our lives as Christians. Let's look at Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. Philippians 1 and verse 27. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come to see you or I am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Let's look at Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, starting at verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1, starting at verse 5. 2 Peter 1 and verse 5. But also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at chapter 3 and verse 18. Chapter 3 and verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. Do you respect God's exactness? If you haven't obeyed the gospel, many in the world today believe that all you have to do is call on the name of the Lord and you're saved. And that's not exactly what the Bible says. In Mark 16 and verse 16 it says we have to believe and be baptized. And if you haven't obeyed the gospel this morning, we can help you with that. If you've obeyed the gospel and you've fallen away and need the prayers of the congregation for any reason, we can help you with that. If you'll let us know this morning as we stand and sing the song selected. The Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the
else, brother.
Thank you.